Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another signing, another man to talk to, and on the line, joining me from Calgary, is Jay Rosehill. Jay, thank you very much for joining me just now. How does it feel to be a Brayhead Clan player next season?
I'm excited, to be honest with you. I've did some research on some of the teams over there, and nothing but good things were said about Brayhead and the Clan organization. And, you know, after talking to some of the management and coaches and guys that are signed up for next year, it just seems like a really good fit, and I'm excited to get over there.
Now, it was rumoured you were sought after by some other clubs as well, including perhaps one or two in this country as well. So how did Brayhead stick out for you?
Like I said, after talking to some of the guys that have either played there or know about the organization, and then talking to Ryan Finnerty as well, it was an automatic for me. It just seemed like some place I could feel at home at and get the best opportunity to play and to win.
Now, some people have already got a perception of you from what they've seen on YouTube, going by some of the clips from games you've played in the past. But how would you describe yourself as a player?
Well, you know, what I'm most known for is obviously the more physical stuff. But the reason I'd like to come over and play overseas is to kind of show that I can do more than that. Just drop the gloves and play physical. I've been playing that style for a long time, and that's the style I like to play. But at the other hand, I like to show some other sides that I can skate pretty well and you know, try to make some plays. And looking forward to playing the European style of hockey and being in the UK. And, you know, it's a nice mixture of both, I feel like, where you can still play the tough style and also get a chance to play some hockey as well. So I'm looking forward to, kind of adapting my part of the game into both sides of that style of play.
Is that an attraction for a player like you, the fact that, you know, perhaps the coach has maybe said to you he's looking to you to play some big minutes? Does that appeal to someone like yourself?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of the opposite of what's happened to me the last couple of years. I feel like the league has changed so much over in North America and the style of hockey they play. And it seems like no one's looked past that and just given me the same role over and over again. And as I'm getting older, the league's getting younger at the same time, and it just seemed like there's nothing left for me to do there. So to come over to the UK and play in this league, I feel like it's really exciting for me to actually be able to play some minutes and be on one of the top lines and contribute to my team that way.
Now, the reputation that you have, we touched upon, obviously, the physical side, as you referred to it as. Do you feel that maybe makes you a target to a certain type of player in this league?
Oh, maybe, but that doesn't really bother me. I don't really think about it, to be honest, because it's been no different my whole career. I have a reputation as playing a certain way, and, you know, sometimes that makes people stay away from me, and sometimes that makes other people come towards me, but either way, I've always been the one to dictate what's going to happen on any given night and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to play. So it doesn't really matter what guys on the other team do or want to do with me. It's at the end of the day, I always decide that it's up to me and I kind of dictate how I'm going to play that night. And that's kind of how I've always done it.
Now, for the career and experience that you have had in ice hockey, Jay, one thing you haven't been able to do is win a championship, win some silverware. Do you see Brayhead Clan changing that for you?
Well, I hope so. That's something that I'm excited about because of talking to some of the guys and some of the recent signings that we've had. I think we can have a lot of success, and I've talked to some guys that have been coached by Ryan as well, and nothing but good things being said. So, like you said, I haven't won a championship before in my career, but I'd sure like to do it in Brayhead.
So how much are you excited for the start of the new season then?
Big time. It's been it's been a long summer, and I've been training hard. Not sure where I was going to end up, if I was going to be over in North America or find somewhere overseas to play. But now that we're looking right now, as it's August already, it's time to go. So I'm just excited to get over there and get settled, actually. And right now I'm just taking care of my family and getting our visas in order, and just had a baby this week, actually. So there's lots going on, and I'm actually really looking forward to just being settled over in Scotland.
A baby this week. What did your wife have?
We had a little boy on Tuesday, so I guess it was last week now. But yeah, we had a big boy, and he's doing really well, and we're just working on getting the paperwork settled in so that we can get everyone over there.
Well, I'm sure on behalf of the fans, congratulations. That's always good news to hear.
Thank you.
Now, a couple more questions for you, both from fans. We'll start with Michael McLaughlin on Twitter, and he's asked, has playing overseas something you've thought about before, or did the right opportunity just arise for you this summer?
It was something I always wanted to do later on in my career. I didn't know when or where exactly it would happen, but it just happened to be the opportunity came at the right time, and Bray had contacted me, and it just sort of unfolded organically where it just all kind of came into place and seemed to make sense for me, and I just decided to take the plunge. But it was always in my plans to get overseas eventually and just continue playing hockey and prolong my career as long as I can.
I've got a question from Ross Clarkson on Twitter. I don't know if he's a Philadelphia Flyers fan, but he's asking, what was it like playing alongside Claude Giroux and Jacob Voracek?
That was awesome. They're good buddies of mine, both great people, and you know, we had a lot of good memories playing with them. You know, they, like I said, they stayed friends of mine. Jake's like one of the kindest guys you could meet, and G, he's always down to just have a good time and just good people, you know. So the years I spent with them are obviously I hold fond memories of them, and they're also phenomenal hockey players, obviously.